Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. We are shola unduduzo mathi uthi siyabonga baba, siyabonga Jesu. Phambokwakhe uBenjamin Dube ethi yimi lapha uAyanda Ntanzi naye uphinde wasibusisa ethi wena Jesu. Ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row isikhathi 18 after 3 o'clock. Jabangishilo ukuthi uma ngibuya ngizobe ngino Bokamoso, yeah. Hey, Sanbonan.
Lekai.
Riteng lona lekai.
Rona.
Hey, ngicela ukuthi yeah, nithi ukwehlisa kancane lapho kungabi ne echo. Yeah, ingadonselani i sound. La manya ngithanda wathintanga. Ama okay, I don't know what is sound le ibuya phi enzima kangaka. Yeah. Okay, ke la mohela mohai.
Ra le bomo. Thank you.
Bokamoso.
Yes.
Wena mara.
Yeah.
Ngiyafisa ukubona yazi mo wenza into zakho e stage.
I must definitely invite you. I must definitely make sure I invite you.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yo, njonga ngishilo ke ukuthi ngino bukamuso lata khomu and unomama wakhe la. Kane mama ke mangilibitso.
Kalibitso ke mpho wa lata khomu.
Mpho wa lata khomu. Mhm. Meni ngababona bazalwane ngathi usisi ngathi like a sister yeah ngathi abo sisters mengibabukile nje angiboni umama nendodakazi ngibona ama sisters so asiqale la indaba mhlambe ngiqale ngomama sitshele nje kabanzi like sinikeze isithombe ukuthi ungubani umpho.
Okay, kyalebora, and I'd like to greet abamameli. I'm not Zulu.
Yeah.
I'm Pedi.
Bolela Sepedi.
Kitlo rata ka Sepedi a bit.
Mhm.
Mpho wa gala ta khomu o tsaka kwa go la Limpopo. And ka mushomo re ka mo Centurion. Mo momentum.
Okay.
And ka majulo re ka mo Semrand. Kim motswadi wa bokamoso who is now 18 years old.
Mhm.
Wa bele re tjung kwa go la le bo khomo.
Okay. Aha.
So the journey ya gagwe fela gore be di ba ngwanola. Wa go no ba very musical.
Yeah.
Arata.
Oh mwaleng wa opela.
Wa bina.
Oh mapedi ba bina. Okay.
Re a bina.
Yeah.
Sound wise she e be le motho leng gore o gona go kwa beat very quickly bunyane yana nka no re e bile le nna go tse ke santane ke ithwele ka yena e be ke le motho leng gore me be ke driver ke yena ke be ke tla tsoga frogo then ke die tsa ka ntlong ke bereke from there ke yo ya maspiling kabina.
Okay.
So I was active as a dancer ke santane ke morwele.
Yeah. Hora ntho o inkile mo wena. Yeah.
Ricariallo because I was a ballroom and Latin professional dancer.
Mhm. Mm. So into sekhaya le.
Eish, Ricari nyantse mara go tswa kae gona ke tsebe fela yeah. Re nyantse somewhere.
Yeah. Bokamoso, mpotse ka wena ke mang bokamoso?
Bokamoso lata khomo is the daughter of Mpholata khomo.
Mm-hmm.
I am a dancer. I'm an artist at heart.
Yeah.
And I am a daughter of the Most High God. I love art. Love art. All different types of art. And I have always been somebody who is musical.
Mm.
I've always been somebody who is outgoing. My mom always said I'm an activist. I speak a lot. But I love to speak on things, matters that are important to me. I love to speak on matters that will change somebody else's life. So I am very unapologetic about my personality. And I'm very unapologetic about the word of God in my life. So I've seen him work and I've seen him, you know, birth things that you can never say mom gave to me.
Yeah.
You can never say I saw mom drawing and she wanted this.
Yeah.
So for me, that has been the driving force in everything that I do. And yeah, dancing, acting, modeling, it's me. That is me. That is Bokamoso.
So Ausimpo, nesa huma gadzinje into uibonang, like talent uibonang mo Bokamoso.
Mathomong kore bokamoso gore atla ba be mwaleng.
Yeah.
It was I remember ga thoma grade 2 ko sekolong wile a chabela dancing class. Nna ke sa tsebe. So ke makata ke bill. E tla ire 4000.
Sure.
And kar awa mrutishin na na se ke sign feelo. So I will not be able to, you know, fund this because one thing e leng re ile ya mpula mahlo gore talente ya tura. And go e groom a le gona go a tura. So ge ante a ya ngonoki, then from there in the next the following year after ke bolela le morutisho re yeah now do we cancel ngwana morena because I will not be able to keep ye matsogo because I did not sign anywhere.
Yeah.
Ya ba le gore ke moka wa dira wa e cancel ka nnete, then from there thoma ka leswa. Bokamoso na sanki na eli a very shy person.
Mm.
Wa mungo ro bolela jwa mbili, ibe ile a shy person.
Uh-huh.
Ibe ile motho leng gore le ka classing, nka se re be ali bad, but ibe se motho a kikirang di top 20 and the likes.
Mm-hmm.
After she took on this talent adira grade 3. The first performance the whole year she was just being trained.
Mm.
Kangwa gawo latelago a tlo thoma her first competition. That's when ke thoma go receive mangwalo from ko sekolong gore ngwana is performing tlo get the award ja ka classing, she's doing good, she's a top 20 and the likes. It boosts even her confidence to a level e leng gore be ke ile ka makala gore a nna re tsebe dilo tsa go bina dikadi ya motho a beso.
Yeah.
Le ka sekolong. Gantsi ebile ga gešo nna e be ba potloga ba re botsa gore o a sekolong fela.
Yeah.
O bo sanke o tlhakatlhakana le dilo tsa go bina.
Mm.
So but ntho e ileng ya mpula matlho le botlhale ba morena involved in it was when I realized gore no ge o filwe and it can actually even surpass all understanding. Go to a point whereby you are just, you know, performing well in all areas.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to take anything down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to take anything down. Kin tweki den ka ile mo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when a bokamoso wa dancer ko sekolong, wa actor, wa modela.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So when it comes to that, man, the time ki Kito Marubina, I was dancing at school in primary.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite an experience, but from that I became building an identity, you know, that this is who I am. Everybody started knowing me as the dancer. And going forth then, you know, it became an extramural. When everybody else was going to netball, going to soccer, for me, I had to sacrifice all of that. And I loved sports. I love being active. So I had to sacrifice certain sports to do dancing.
Mm.
And I think my mom always said, this is life. Sacrificing is what life is. You need to know what you're going to prioritize and where you're going to go moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to learn, you know, that skill. And I took it with me for all my years. And so acting was not really a big thing yet in primary.
Yeah.
But then eventually I ended up going to high school. So I got all my accomplishments and I did well. I traveled overseas with dancing. I was, you know, accumulating the prizes. I was getting it. And then, you know, I went to high school. And then in high school, there were showcases where you'd have to audition for a showcase, a talent showcase at high school. Nothing hectic. And then I went to an acting audition, you know, just to try it out because I was a person who really wasn't scared of just trying out new things.
Yeah.
And when I tried it out, I remember the head of drama at the time was like, I want you to be my lead.
Mm.
So I was really shocked. My lead, really? Are you sure? Me? But I enjoyed it immediately when I started to do my monologue and started to speak. Every line just made sense. I started to become that character.
Yeah.
Then I realized that, okay, I actually enjoy acting, but I wasn't necessarily, it wasn't my main thing.
Yeah.
And I remember even for me not to get or to actually do the lead character was because I had chosen to do athletics rather than to act.
Mm.
So I still wasn't really fighting for it just as yet. But then it was time to choose subjects at school. My mother, I'm like, Mom, I think I should do drama. The drama teacher wants me to do drama, mm-hmm. you know? And my mom was like, if you have it, then you don't have to, you know, be studying it in school just as yet. You
so drama ke subject yes. didn't go, okay.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. she told me, she's like, there are other things, you know, that need you to work on a specific skill,
yeah.
which is the sciences and stuff. And for me, that it was something that I had an interest in, you know, because and history and etc.
Yeah.
So she was like, you enjoy politics, rather choose things that are going to go mm-hmm. more into that so that you can groom that. But when it comes to this, the time will come for you to embark on that journey in terms of studying further, etc., etc., but not in high school. She shut down that idea completely. Mm-hmm. But it never stopped my passion for dancing, never stopped my passion for acting either, and I just continued with it.
Mm-hmm. So, no na le yona vela a dream ya hore tsatsi le lengwe ipone o flyer o ya abroad.
That is an amazing question. Honestly, when I started flying, I never thought of it. I mean, my whole, you know, agenda, my whole thing was I really just want to dance.
Yeah.
I don't care about the rest. I want to find myself on a stage, hearing that beat, letting my body move the way it should. But then as time went by, it became so serious where, mm. you know, my whole family was like, dancing can go this far.
Mm.
You know, dancing can take you on a flight to go represent South Africa in wow. a foreign nation
uh-huh.
and come back with a win, get interviewed by newspapers, you know, people were singing at the airport
wow.
when we arrived. It was
when was this?
This was, I think, around 2015, 2016.
Okay.
It was around
so
that
by
time.
That time, you were how old?
I was 12.
12 years?
Yes. I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I had just come back, I think it was from Italy. I just come back from Italy, and it was crazy. It was amazing. It was fun. But then I never knew I would get so, I wouldn't say comfortable, but so used to flying.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. yeah, flying was not a mission for me anymore. It was, oh, you know, when all my friends are like, I don't have a passport. I'm like, dude, I have to live like with this thing ready because yeah. at any moment they could say, you need to go, you need to go. I mean, we'd have competitions in Cape Town, Durban. You just need to be on the move. And yeah.
So you want to tell me who your passport and I'll stamp it in chin, 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 chin.
Yeah, but I renewed it now. I renewed it. It's been a while. But yeah, so I never thought I would be going overseas to represents in any way, but it happened. Yeah. And that's just God's will. He will never, you know, you are so limited. The carnal mind will say, no, this is it. You're mm-hmm. just going to go to a stage. Sun City is it for you. Because that's the first competition I went to. It was that Sun City Battle of the Giants at the Super Bowl. And that was the, you know, I was used to just to the locals. But then that's when God is like, I'm going to expand you mm-hmm. further. And, you know, your name, you will be known. You will be written in that newspaper. Whether they know of you or not, the fact that I will put a print, you know, I will use you as my child. So that is, I just never knew it would happen. I never thought of it.
So, bokamoso setsa kopane le production team ya Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry. Bona. Yeah?
Yeah. That is, a different story. I have met the independent casting director of Tyler Perry Studios, Raven Drama. And she actually took an interest in me.
Yeah.
And enjoyed my acting and she commented on it. So it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
But I am honored, you know, to have somebody of such high caliber and rating to comment on my acting, something that, like I said, wasn't a main thing for me.
Yeah.
But to see that, you know, when you are hungry for something, when this is in you, no one can deny you.
So you are ready to pursue your dreams for US.
I am so ready.
I am so ready. USA. So, what's up, Maya? I love to go USA or where's e re mama nthlalo setse pele.
Okay. So bokamoso o ile go showcase.
Yeah.
In this showcase yena iba no nyokono bontsha talent ya gagwe.
Yeah.
From that showcase, okay, then they had to be selected for a callback.
Yeah.
Then she made it for the callback and the callback ya bona. This callback, remember how there are the auditions and all that. Ba bitsa for a callback because they want you to now go onto another level.
Mm-hmm.
So a callback ya gagwe e go New York.
Okay.
Yes. So she's been
showcase ne ile kwa kae?
Ne ile mo Krugersdorp.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's now requested gore atlo tla for callback ya gagwe go New York.
Mm.
And she has to be there for 10 days
in
New York, where she will be in front of the well-known people like
I'll basically be representing South Africa number 1 and number 2. I will be giving off my talents to people like Universal Studios,
uh-huh,
Warner Bros, Netflix, New York Film Academy, yeah, etc.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm. So that's the callback, yeah, showcase by dear. Ke go ya le go boa.
Okay.
This one. And then in the midst of her doing her showcase, that's when AMDA was present.
Mm.
Yes. So AMDA is a college in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And New York.
And New York. It has got a branch also in New York. But bamunyaka ko LA. So then bamu offer a scholarship. Barile rabai bona able. Bamu offer a scholarship for 4 years.
Oh.
Yes. Hore atle a study she ko AMDA, which is a partial scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So what's my name?
So the IMTA osepela ka July.
Mm-hmm.
So osepela July and then for 10 days and come back.
Okay.
And then the school yako AMDA ithoma ka September, which is their fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So meaning hore September this year ha tsamaya o tlotsa maya for 4 years mara antse atlo check.
Yes. O tla ba tsamela school ka September this year.
Sure. So rona ge as family ya Radio Pulpit re mo supporta yang because we want to support talent.
Well, bo kamso ka re likwa I'm a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
re tshepetse fela go morena hore you know to come through for us and Lelena ba teleji and yes, and the family.
Yeah.
You know to just whatever has been put in the bucket, really, it will go a long way.
Yeah.
So IMTA inale an account whereby barely for any sponsor silis hwetjang, we are willing to handle the funds in our account with the reference number ya bokamoso.
Okay.
That will be saying bokamoso lata homo so that they can just know where these funds have come in for her.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the IMTA one. And then AMDA, Yonaya skolo e leng hore tlo thoma ka the fall because I'm directly doing the balance due.
Okay.
Yes, that is expected, which is about $43,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the first year. That one it's mostly going to my account.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ke bokae $43,000 go ka di rents?
So it's roughly about $656,000.
Oh!
Right.
Sorry, Bukai.
Yeah.
That is $500,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. More than $500,000.
More than even, yeah, more than $500,000.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Kore, so, already for this, Bukamos?
Honestly, this is my dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, when they say live your dream, this is literally me.
Yeah.
Going, you know, wherever I can to get what I need to live my dream. Because I think mom can even, you know, attest to this, is the fact that I never wanted to study in South Africa.
Mm.
Never wanted to study in South Africa. It was something I said, I think, like grade 10. I was like, mom, you forget about it. I'm not going to a university in South Africa. And I think my mom, her friends, her colleagues would even ask her, like, and then one oya kai, she'd be like, guys, if only you knew, If only you knew that my daughter does not even want to be here. Akitsebo gore who she thinks I am to get the funds for her to go. Because I had already applied to a school in Florida. And they were like, oh, okay, we want to put you on our scholarship list. So let us know this and this. The ball was already rolling overseas. But God already had another plan for me overseas. So honestly, the scripture, seek ye first the kingdom.
Yeah.
And all these things shall be added unto you became a reality.
Yeah.
Became the truth that I was walking in and living each and every single day from the moment that I got even the partial scholarship from AMDA. And it came at the perfect time, you know, because I was genuinely, my mom was pressuring me into applying. I mean, you're in grade 11, you matric, you know, you need to apply to VET, apply to, and I was just not there. And she could just see I am not there mentally. I don't know if she can put on her, you know, opinion of it, but I was not involved in all of that. I just wanted to see myself.
So, how long ago grade, ma?
I just finished.
Oh, you just matric. Finished?
Just finished
matric. Matric. Wow. So, we met a fella who pack your bags and...
Moyeng we go.
Wow, wait to be like getting a little goosebumps. Give a little goosebumps. Hands over Lela Horbona. Utlo Toma ho pila your dream. Because kicking to Nelo Horvela all the time. How Rabella we be a gomutimo. Hore God, you know. Ukuthi ikuphenga ikufisayo enhlizweni yami and izwi likaNkulunkulu alikhuluma amanga uma lithi uNkulunkulu uyasizwa and uyaphendula lapho sicela khona and he knows exactly hore ena ke yona ntho e leng hore e aligna le leng
purpose.
Yes.
True.
Wow. 1539 ke na le bokamoso Latakgomo kanye no mama wakhe Mpho wa ga Latakgomo. Njobezwi ubazwile ke ubokamoso angathanda ukuthi simsupport bazalwane kuleli phupho lakhe njoba ke umama eshilo la ukuthi yo kudingeka ngisaba nokuyikhuluma bazalwane. Yeah, 0123341322 uma ke uthanda ukukhuluma nabo o mhlampeni nje wena ikhona isupport ongathanda ukubanikeza yona kungaba nje even nokuba nokumkhulekela ngezinye indlela zokubonisa ukuthi ngempela siyamsupporta. Yeah, 0123341322 0123338699 khuluma nabo ke uma sibuya ngalanga.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
657 AM.
Si ndawonye kuze kuyoshaya o 5 o'clock sijula ezwini sicwila ezwini la ku medium wave 657 sithole na ku DSTV audio bouquet 882 noma ulalele ku Radio Pulpit app na ku Open View channel 607 ke nale bokamoso Latakgomo kanye no mama lam umama kabo kamoso Mpho Latakgomo njoba ke uzokuthi ay lentokazi talented bazalwane. So leli phupho lakhe uyathanda ukuthi ke simsize ukuze ke lifezeke njoba ke ngo September azohamba uyako LA or uyako uyaka LA New York.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely chose LA.
LA?
Yes,
yeah. Why LA?
I wouldn't say it's weird. God is just crazy.
Yeah.
I've always loved LA.
Yeah.
I remember my friend asked me, so if you were at your happiest, like, how would you picture, you know, you being at your happiest at this moment?
Yeah.
And I remember mentioning to him, I said, if I was to have a speaker, be around amazing friends and see myself dancing on the streets in LA,
wow,
I will be my happiest.
So
when they say there's a brunch in New York, brunch in LA, I am so invested in dancing. So I pick up on the places that, you know, you need to be at to grow a certain level or where you can be. And when I heard LA, dancing and acting fall into one category there, and it is the perfect place to grow yourself. So I chose that area.
Ego ponga tando gogo shogo book amoso 012-334-1322. I know guti bakona ama businessmen out there. Ogo guti ongasho ukuthi abantu okuthi bangama giver, you know, okuthi uNkulunkulu baphe leso sipho sokuthi uma bezo umuntu athi ngicela lokhu ningisize ngalokhu ba ready all the time ukuthi ke bavule izandla zabo nezinhliziyo zabo noma kuukuthi angeke bashaye ucingo la ngoba ngiyabaza abantu abanjalo abantu abafuna ukuba izinto zabazenze private uyabona kodwa nizowashiya ngithi ama contact wenu meni zophuma lana so mhlambe lapha ekhaya kukhona nje uthanda ukuthi umsupporte ngakho or amazi nje ukum encourager ubukamoso 012-334-1322 012-333-8699. Ngiyanthemba, ngiyazi ukuthi ningumndeni omuhle, ngiyazi ukuthi futhi ningumndeni osupportanayo ngazo zonke ikhathi. Ngakho ngithe woza bukamoso uzokhuluma nathi, woza uzokhuluma nomndeni ka Radio Pulpit, usitshele ukuthi ikuphi okudingayo ukuze ke sizoma in the gap, uyabona. Sizokhuleka nawe ngoba nanoma ungale uyabadinga abantu ukuthi ngazo zonke ikhathi bazohlezi benawe bakhulekela sikubonisa nje isupport ngendlela ehlukile. Phela wena wala noma ungahambi uye LA kodwa you are a South African. Okay, singithatha umunye ngala sawubona jumelo somoyeni.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you, mama?
I'm all right.
Ribuali ma. Yeah.
Ribuali Imelda.
Okay, ma.
Yes, I was just listening to Bukamuso and her mother. It is such a blessing. In fact, I actually know them very well.
Oh, okay.
And it is, I'm just sitting here thinking, Bukamuso, I don't think we've ever dreamed of hearing you on radio.
Wow.
And even knowing that, you know, the whole world, South Africa is listening to you right now, and that you'll be presenting South Africa all over the world. I'm actually getting emotional, but anyway. But we really thank God. I've seen the journey, and it has come a reality, as you've been speaking. I think, you know, when you're living it, you're like, you're not thinking it. When you're seeing it, you're not really seeing it. You know, they say walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah.
But we kind of seeing it by sight, but at the end of the day, now I'm realizing it's reality, it's happening, you know. And so we thank God. And so, Bukamuso, go shine. We'll be praying for you. We'll be cheering from South Africa. And I really pray for the best for you. And we'll be looking forward to see you even go beyond where you're going in LA and just representing the world, more importantly, shining the God's talent that he has given you, you know, showcasing not just your talent, but the God that's within you. So really, we are proud of you, Bukamuso, and we'll be sharing you forever from now and going forward. Like I'm saying, it has sunk in, like today it has become a reality. So we are in full support of everything. So yes, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Kukhona intando ukusho kumama?
My beautiful auntie Malta.
Oh, that's your auntie. Okay.
Thank you so much for the kind words. I cannot even say much, but you have seen me grow. You've been a mother in my life, so I am really thankful for the amazing blessings and wise words that you've given me, and may we continue to walk this journey together.
Amen. We will continue soldiering on also in prayers.
Amen. Thank you, auntie.
Amen. Thank you. Bye.
Asithatha umunye ngala, sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Hello, is this Radio Pulpit?
Yes, you are on air.
Oh, you're speaking to Thabang Latshakgomo.
Okay, ma.
I'm her uncle. speak my language.
Oh, uncle, dropil, uncle, kukupa ubo e hapetu. Okay, Mary Lisiani gale in Midlands. Oti, born a bokamoso, bokamoso steady is a multi millionaire. Uchi, it is done. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Bona, that 600 and what, thousand, it's nothing because your daddy is a multimillionaire. So, uzo ikavara. We don't know how, but uzo ikavara.
Amen.
That half a million or over half a million. Thank you so much, yes. Mama Mary Lisiani. Uncle Boa, 012-334-1322, 012-333-8699. Ngicela ukuthi simpheni isupport bazalwane obukamoso ukuze ngimbizo ezelam ukuthi nje nibone ukuthi iy'ngane zethu la eNingizimu Afrika noma kukhona izinto ey'ningi ezikhulunywayo ngentsha yethu, izinto ey'negative, akupheleli lapho, kukhona okupositive okwenziwa iy'ngane zethu. So uma kukhona okuhle okwenzakalayo, asibasaphotheni ngakho konke esingabasaphotha ngakho. Okay, kune-voice note lana. Ya, ungathumela ne-voice note, umyalezo wakho ungawuthumela nange-voice note ku 0826572729, i-WhatsApp number leyo 0826572729. Uma ke unomyalezo for ubukamoso, ake sizwe la ukuthi uthini umama.
Ke go dumedisa sebahle le mmago bokamoso le bokamoso ka leina la Jesu Kristo. Amen. Ke leboga mmago bokamoso go balegile gore ga o reela ngwana leina o be careful go leina le mo reela go lona gobane mmago bokamoso re le ngwana ke bokamoso ka nnete o latela bokamoso jwa gagwe. Bokamoso re a leboga Modimo ka wena ngwanake, tswela pele o bile bokamoso jo bobotse mo ya go ntse Modimo a bele wene a go shireletse go dulu ka moka. Halleluja, amen. Ke umam Simelane wa Lailangaville extension 8.
Oh, umam Simelane, ha umam Simelane o multilingual niyamuzo. Wa tsiba a se bolela gabotse sepedi, a se bolela gabotse botse nna kere ke mopedi. Ha a shuwa bo wa hape. Ukhuluma ngesiZulu. Yeah, 012-334-1322 noma thumela umyalezo wakho nge-voice note ku WhatsApp ethi 0826572729 onga SMS ana ku 37871. Bokamoso ukuthola i-support from your parent kubaluleka ngakanani?
It is so important for your parents to support you in your dreams. One thing I am so grateful to my mother for is really pushing me to dance.
Yeah,
she pushed me as much as it looks like I pushed myself because I went to that lesson on my own.
Yeah,
you know, she really pushed me to continue dancing. She would tell me to practice. She would take me to practices. You know, my mother would stay outside our hall when we were practicing for more than, you know, 5-7 hours waiting for me. She would go in work meetings. She would sit there in the cold, whether it's raining, whether it's hot. She would sleep there, wake up. She would literally make sure that I am at practice and she will be there when I'm done.
Yeah.
That for me pushed me to continue to level myself up.
Yeah.
It gives you so much confidence as an artist. It lets you know that you have somebody who's going to support you no matter what. And because of this, push.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Don't find yourself slacking. If you need to get a training, if you need to better yourself as a dancer, if you want that first place, that first place is not just for you. It's for all the times your mother drove you, all the times there was petrol involved, all the times there was money involved. Competitions are expensive, guys. My mom said it earlier that talent grooming talent is so expensive. And many people have dropped out of that, you know, journey, that road, because of how expensive it is.
Yeah.
I mean, just to do a small solo or whatever, there is a fee for every item you do.
Mm.
There is a fee just to enter the hall. There is a fee to get to the place. There is a fee for everything. There is a fee for choreographers. There is a fee for outfits. Outfits are so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, costumes. So if you don't have a parent that is supporting you, you will be so depressed.
Mm.
You will think that your talent is not enough.
Yeah.
You will think that this is not what I should be doing. And you will settle for something that God has not called you to do.
Mm.
So for all the parents, it is vital to groom your child's talent. It really takes them a long way. And for them, you will see how successful they get in life just because you supported their talent.
Yeah.
They may not fully, you know, be into their talent forever in their life, but because you gave them that hope, whatever they continue to do, they know, my mom's got me, my dad's got me.
Yeah.
And already the mindset gives them the jump that I can do this.
Yeah.
I can make it happen. So it is very important for me, and it is something that has kept me and has allowed me to become the person that I am today.
Mm. So also important when I bo understand that long kelly popo laga bukamo sawangizo ati bolo guti apply ko vets apply, you know, go to university in South Africa. So bo understand the popo like
You know, Mudimu ke mudimu.
Yeah.
Rena, from, I think, Kamso was still in primary, where we were seeing a politician.
Mm.
And I was just under the impression that Kamso is going to become a politician. Mm. And then suddenly she went into dancing. Dancing, yaba ukariki. Extramural activity.
Yeah.
Wana push something on the side.
Yeah.
But there's an extramural activity.
Mm.
Yeah, baby, look at an extramural activity. So, and then in her journey as well, ibeki some money ilumutolunguru utlo icha joleka a career. No, I did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
But in all, mudimu kore anofama atla unori ariye. Jola pil. Rebare rea Italy. I'm there. Taking one of Sanjay Italy, Difanzi, I must collect, and then from there, Ebar, we are Croatia, Ebar, we are Denmark, and so forth. You know, and it was just a preparation of where she is going. I'm like, Mudimwaka, all those things, don't fear flight, Mwana.
Yes.
Hey, because this is going to be your taxi.
Yeah.
Hey, because Utabo Sanju Yerae, Ubui, Uyerae, South Africa. So it was more like it's a preparation all in all. Somebody who was just, you know, in the midst of it to just witness, to just witness and support, and God made his ways to say, okay, reka in, torela in, from there, support this dream, support this. Nike idea jole ka an extra mirror ngwana uno rata ntwiki mara ke sa e bona uri mudimu uri this is where I'm taking her.
Wow.
So sometimes ibile ge ke lebelela kere, you know, sometimes rapela di thapelo tse dinyane rapela thapelo tse dinyane, because the word of God clearly states gore what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for us.
Yeah.
Ari, he does exceedingly abundant above all we can ever ask or think. Never nagana politician on kushisha.
Yes.
Yena, he was thinking way above that. And he actually had a way to prove to it, or ki tomile this thing, I will see to its completion.
Yeah.
Because Linabel Nana Relishan wanna the extramural activities. Hante awa. Liberation Lina to be able to make sure that purpose yaka for her comes to pass.
Wow. I see a lack of voice note. This is
Yes, Bukamuso, I called in earlier. This is your uncle, Thabang Latakgomo. I am so proud of you. Like, words can't even begin to express how proud I am of you. I wish you all the best, and I say with everything that's happening with God, it's possible. Nothing is impossible. Your journey started a long, long time ago with lots and lots of memories and experience. God bless you. He must continue blessing you unconditionally and increase your potential beyond the skies. I love you so much, and I speak anointing upon your life. Thank you.
Ah, thank you so much, Malume. Kike Malume. Okay. All right, Nancy, enye futhi voice note asilalele.
Hey, Bukamuso. Hey, Bukamuso's mom. I'm so proud of Bukamuso and like so happy to be hearing her on Radio Pulpit. It's such an honor to just have known like your talent to grow as much as it has, and I'm so proud, and I really like support you 100% all the way, and this is like coming from the entire family, so we really love and appreciate everything you do. So keep shining, my girl. You got this, my G. Keep going, keep going.
Wow. Kikimang O?
That was my older cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Older cousin. Okay, asilalele futhi nansenye voice note.
Hi, Bukamoso. This is your favorite aunt, Mangwana Masemula. We are very proud of you, girl. Please fly the flag and make us proud. We are definitely behind you as the Medipanis, and we know very well that you are going to represent us well.
Mm.
All the best of luck, my girl. All the best in your future endeavors. We rally behind you, girl, and you are definitely going to make it.
Mm.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Sure. I'm so happy with the family, the supporter. Simple, you quite a whole of feeling young or a family cow fell and jay by a support a young lad.
Sure, I can't say kiddity roja jamut.
Yeah,
I mean, as Rahadi spoke, that's from the father's side, the Modipani family, you know, and kimudim, kimorena fell like a long hurry. Has really brought us together for Bokamoso. And Bagagesho, I mean, Bamba Limpopo right now as the messages are coming through. And ke laboga Jehovah. Ke laboga Morena. I mean, had it not been for the Lord who had been by our side,
yeah,
we could have been devoured.
Yeah.
But Morena, utlisha dilojelong hori, you will never put them together on your own effort.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm sitting back and I'm like, you are showing off, Lord.
Yeah.
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 Because that's who he is. He just shows off. And anyaki for you to mess up or to get into your hands dirty in the midst of it all.
Yeah.
Let him.
Yeah.
He will work it out together for the good.
Yes.
You know, all things.
Yeah.
They work out together for the good to those who love him.
Amen.
And that's what I'm seeing at this point in time.
Wow. Arinke omong mo. Sawana dumelo samoyeni. Amen. Hey.
Wala mo na gin tente, wito kumanat.
Kumanat, man.
Kumanat, ki bwela mo mo tingwe kile mosha, yaka mo mo tingwe mosha. Ako nan tingwe mo nati zwa, yaka ole mo tingwe mosha. And tingwe bimu ako nile mpo or talent. And bakole ay supporta. Imele ta wakore. Patwele ta mito, in da tingwe bimu, ako in nile. So, kile buka mama waka, kile buka lapu mama mwote, bakole kote kele le buka. Buka moso, atwelele. Actually, the family must be the most important thing so far. He had a whole lot more rapid. I am one of them. He is the most.
Oh, brother. Amen. Really, boha, brother. Ole boha, more rapid. O karato renko. Amen. Okay. Thank you so much. Bless you, Abuti. Yeah. Utando commenta. Okay.
I'd love to comment on that. Thank you so much for that, you know, to hear an unfamiliar voice.
Yeah.
You know.
Nahana ko Northern
right. Somebody out there yeah. is listening, and somebody out there sees how, you know, how I am really just flourishing in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I am so thankful for the kind words. I'm thankful for the support and the encouragement. It really does go a long way. So God bless brother, or is it?
Olebogeng.
Olebogeng.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Arinka ya bofello, beste siyavala, a voice note.
Hi Paka, it's Karabo. Super, super proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing and preach, girl, preach. You're going places.
Hi Paka, this is Shwati. I just wanted to say God has already laid the foundation for you and he knows the plans he has for you, the plans he has in store for you. Just keep him in your prayers and keep going.
Hi Paka, it's Porsha. You know I don't want you home, girl. Fly high, baby girl. And sakfu nilana. You are going, baby girl. We are getting that money. We are getting it.
Yes. We are getting it. No maganjani. Okay, among ashumo are kwalekayena. Yeah.
Isingabis busiso. Siabonga kakhulu. Ubukamuso akafly. Ayokusha ezizweni asiqhamise nathi South Africa. UNkulunkulu akambusisi, uNkulunkulu amenzele kahle. Andise konke. Njengoba esho Deuteronomy 28. Ngisho kubuka Moso nomama kaBuka Moso ukuthi zizokwanda izibusiso kuyogcwala ikhwama, kugcwala amaqoma, kugcwale konke. Njengokusho kwaDeuteronomy 28 ukuthi uma ulalela nokulalela izwi lakhe uJehova uyakwandisa ibusiso akubenjalo kubuka Moso nomndeni wonke. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu anibusise. uRebecca Mutaung ePhiri eSowethu.
Amen. Thank you so much, mama. Hey, uyazizwa le ibusiso zonke buka Moso. So ha o khonagale ao khona hale hore modimo a ka etsa gore that amount of money o ile ngore wa itlhoka itlhokagale, it will be there kwa manje asazi kanjani, but yona izoba khona ngoba siyamethemba uNkulunkulu angithi neithembiso zakhe zime njalo azishintshe. Okay, hey, wabona nako kuyona nje enza ukuthi mina nani manje sihlukane, kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu bokamoso. Oh, kunomunye futhi othumele la. Okay, asilaleleni masinya.
Hi Bunga, it's your Green at Palabora. I'm very proud of you, my girl. God bless you. Keep it up. Mudimo a go tlhona le fatse ngwanaka. A go godishe. A go fe bophelo. O fete koko ka bophelo. Ruri ka nnete ke go rata rati le modimo wago. Nka thaba kudu e nkare ke sepela mo lefatsheng ya bane o tso bo America o feditse jaaka tsa America. Tsotlhe ka mokare di bjago modimo.
Amen. Amen. Koko sa bona dumelo se moyene?
Hello. Yeah, you saved the best for last, you know. this is Wokamuso's uncle.
Oh.
It's Ponko.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she will tell you like the art is in us, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a sound engineer, I'm a DJ,
oh.
So Wokamuso grew up dancing and everything. We saw her doing her thing.
Yeah.
And she will take South Africa to the next level.
Wow. Wow.
Wokamuso, good luck. She's my niece, you know.
Yeah.
So she I'm saying all the good luck to her. She's making us proud, you know, the family, all of us, we are proud of her.
Wow. So
okay.
Yes, young Jabulisa lento ukuthi as I've said ukuthi i support yona into ebalekile. Okay, yazi ngilongithi ngiyavala. Okay, the last one.
Hi, Bukamuso. We are so happy for you, Sandrasami. I hope that God blesses you. It's Mrs. Sibanyoni from Church, from Christ the Rock Ministries. We love you so much. May you go out there and do things for the Lord. We love you.
Amen. Sawubona Dumelo Semoyeni.
Hello, Ma.
Hello, Mama.
Hey, I bomb go.
Hallelujah. Oh, uhambile mama. Okay, are kwaleng sicela nisiphe ama contact wenu ban contacta kuphi abalaleli uma bathanda ukukhulu uku mhlamba ukuthola more info. Yeah, nitholakala kuphi?
Okay. I think my number, my cell phone number is 081 491 4192. It's also on WhatsApp, the same number. They can just send me a message there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where maybe I can help out with the account number for IMTA South Africa.
Yeah.
081-081-491-4192.
Okay, so habaka WhatsApp mo batlo kreya info ka ofela ne?
Yes, ba lo kreya information ka ofela.
Okay, 081-491-4192. And then ba follow ako kai boka mo so ko social media.
Okay, so I am currently on Instagram. You can follow me at Bokamoso Latagomo. So it's bokamoso.latagomo. Just as simple as that on Instagram. Yeah, that is it.
Oh, you're not on Twitter? You're not on Facebook?
No, I'm
you're
not on
TikTok?
No.
Mara tsantso ke ne go TikTok gore bontse di moves how tsa dance.
I will get there. I will get there. I am working on content. I will be birthing many things. So yeah, I will definitely get there, but they can follow me on Instagram definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Go to Instagram ba ne bokamoso?
bokamoso.latagomo.
Oh, bokamoso.latagomo. And then e WhatsApp number ka mama ka bokamoso 081-491-4192. Ila pho ke uzothola i info yonke mhlambene uma uthanda ukusiza njoba si edinga i support. Ukumbiza kwami laba zalwane ukuthi sizomnikeza i support yonke nje askate ngithi ukuthi iyiphi support. I support nje onayo ngicela ukuthi sinikezeni lenkane. Yeah, ngoba uyo representa thina bazalwane ngale phesheya kolwandle. Thank you so much Mudimo ahotsigofatse. Bokamoso ngiyazi ukuthi uma sengikubona lapha ku Netflix anike ngimangala. Ngisihlukile nekhali yena ku studio.
Yeah.
God bless you. Ithike sibaphelezele la ngalo mhlabelelo ka Google ethi Nkutha ethi Open Heaven. Ungakhohlwa ke after 4 ngizobe ngino Romeo and Faith Mabasa. We are wrapping up indaba ke yama relationships, yothando and marriages. Sisabheke i relationship relationship framework. Yeah. Hlala nami ke until 5 o'clock.